This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Winger, the founder and CEO of Bridge Connector, which delivers streamlined integration solutions for healthcare organizations. Mr. Winger, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing all the details on Bridge Connector. So for starters, what is Bridge Connector and what does it actually do?
Sure. Bridge Connector is an integration platform as a service for healthcare organizations, meaning we connect electronic medical records and any other systems that healthcare organizations use and make it efficient, easy to use, and affordable.
And if you would, what problem were you trying to solve and who does need it?
Sure. So what we were trying to solve is the fact that every size healthcare organization might not have the resources needed to pay or the time resources needed to devote to a full integration strategy. So what we did is we came up with an idea to create a platform that enables any size healthcare organization from a small doctor's office all the way up to a hospital system and the biggest healthcare organizations in the country to be able to have all of their systems and the systems that they work with talk together on an affordable pricing model that allows for them to have their data communicate back and forth.
And I'd say you've created a solution right there. Now, what benefits do you provide for the hospitals and facilities, and what's in it for the patients?
Sure. So great question. What this allows for is it's a very tedious process to admit a patient into a facility, whether it's calling to schedule an MRI or calling to schedule physical, you know, whatever it is, you know, it helps the patients get seen faster, you know, and ultimately patients that call into these healthcare organizations need to be seen, or they need to schedule an appointment, or they need to be able to get the information from where that call is coming into on the call center side or the scheduling side. To create a patient record, you know, manually is a very tedious process. It's about 30 to 45 minutes per patient. And what our system does is it allows for any integration to create a patient record within minutes now, rather than, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. So it saves a lot of time, and meaning that the patient gets seen faster and can get cared for faster.
And I'd say that's a huge benefit right there. Today, we're joined by Mr. David Winger, the founder and CEO of Bridge Connector, which delivers streamlined integration solutions for healthcare organizations here on eHealth Radio's health news and healthcare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Winger, how did this idea come about? And I'd be curious, what was your inspiration for creating Bridge Connector?
Sure. So I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I love business. I love, you know, taking risks and coming up with great ideas. And I owned a advertising agency for the last 5 years. And we were very focused in the healthcare side of things. So I'm familiar with the process of, you know, getting patients to call in to schedule appointments. So my dad is also a physician in South Florida, and, you know, is also a businessman. So he kind of inspired me to always, you know, work for yourself and come up with something that you're proud of and that is yours. And hearing what he talked about with how tedious it is for him to send patients information back and forth to different doctors that he works with on a daily basis. And imagine that's thousands of patients over the course of a year. You know, what made me come up with the idea was we got hired by a marketing client of mine to build an integration to their electronic medical record software. And that took us about 6 months to build on a one-off basis. So at that time, I said to myself, hey, this is a really good idea. There's got to be a faster way for these healthcare organizations to have integrations in their systems that they're using. So I basically went to work with, you know, my co-founder and developers, and we came up with a full platform to be able to support any type of integration in healthcare, be able to repeat it over and over and over again so that, you know, when we come up on a client, we can launch them live within days, not months, not years, not for hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, so what we've done is we've come up with a subscription model that maintains all of the integrations after we launch them live. It keeps the data flowing back and forth seamlessly without the need for an IT team in-house or hiring additional developers outside. All you do is you call us, you pay us our monthly subscription fee, and that includes all updates, launching you live, and all support. So anytime we have a client that needs something, they call us, we take care of it. And that's, you know, we're bringing a full service approach to integration platforms.
Awesome stuff there. Now, I understand you also just raised $4.5 million in a seed round. Congratulations on that accomplishment. Who are your investors?
Our investors are actually Axioma Ventures, and they're backed by Howard Jenkins, who is the ex-CEO of Publix Supermarkets, which is one of the largest grocery store chains in the United States. And he has a passion for healthcare, as well as his son and their partner. And they have, you know, an extreme passion for healthcare. And I'm honestly saying that I could not have been granted better partners. They are, I speak to them every day. You know, we have a great relationship. We talk about what we're going through and trying to grow the business, you know, and I have Howard, who, you know, was the CEO of a major company, you know, guiding me and mentoring me on how to grow a company as fast as we're growing. So it's very exciting for us.
And I'd say so, no doubt about that. In conclusion, how will this money help you take your company to the next level?
Absolutely. So at the beginning of this year in January, we were at, you know, 5 to 6 people. And right now we're at 25 full-time employees. And we're growing astronomically as far as hiring talent. We'll be at about 40 employees by the end of this year with the money that we raised through our seed round. And, you know, our goal is to grow the company organically as fast as possible, utilizing the funds for what it needs to be utilized for us to grow. You know, obviously we're focused on generating revenue and growing the company as fast as possible. But these funds enabled us to scale at a much faster pace than could have ever been dreamed. And, you know, it's really exciting for us.
Well, Mr. Winger, certainly do appreciate your taking the time to join us here today on eHealth Radio and introducing Bridge Connector to the listeners here today, and appreciate the positive impact you're also making within the healthcare space as well, and continued success. Where can listeners get all the details and be in contact as needed?
They can go to bridgeconnector.com. And if they have any questions, they can call us. Our phone number is on the website. They can email us. We have a contact form on the website, and we'll be happy to talk with anybody that wants to discuss Bridge Connector.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Winger, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate the time.
It certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. David Winger, the founder and CEO of Bridge Connector, which delivers streamlined integration solutions for healthcare organizations. And to learn more, simply visit bridgeconnector.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.